This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's the 15th day of March. Good morning to you!
Morning.
And a good morning to all you Garth Brooks fans in Clarkston and Belvedere Park. Two places. We got you two.
All right. All right.
Because we thought we had a four-hour show, so we had an extra one over here.
There
so.
You go. There you go.
Clarkston and Belvedere Park.
Okay.
As opposed to Clarkston.
Over in DeKalb.
What other show gives you, when they come back to talk to you, intro music from Fred Sanford and then next Garth Brooks? That's a range right there.
Yeah, tell you.
All of me.
All over.
To two pina coladas. Like that. Yeah, you got it like that. Again, coming up, we're going to talk to Megan L. Hall from USA Today for the win. She will be joining us, getting a set for everything we need to know about college women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just college, just women's basketball, period. Also, on this date today would have been, I got you earlier with the other president, would have been the birthday of the seventh president of the United States. The seventh president of the United States. Want to take a guess who that is? And by the way, you know that when I do this to you, I would also get it wrong or don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't know this unless I saw it headed in front of me here. The seventh? I can get you through the first four. Then I got trouble.
Okay.
You know, after that, and then the last three or four. Andrew Jackson.
Really?
Would have been Andrew Jackson's birthday.
Okay, okay.
So there you go.
Did not know.
And a guy who invented a car, Lionel Martin, would have been his birthday today. The man and the founder of Aston Martin.
Aston Martin, okay.
James Bond's car.
Okay.
Sure. At least Sean Connery's.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, what other than Grady Jarrett, which we've talked about, and that was your story of the week, what other movements got your interest as far as the NFL?
I think so.
Right now?
I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that are happening. People who are moving and people who aren't moving. Mm-hmm. Anything like that. And that's what we're watching here in Atlanta with Kirk Cousins. People are going to say, are the Falcons going to stick with him like we've heard, you know, Terry Fontenot say? Or are we going to move? I think we got till Monday. To do something. So we are watching to see if anything happens today or tomorrow, if anything happens on that front.
And it won't happen unless one other thing happens, and it drives me crazy that this dude gets away with this again. The league is being held hostage right now. Free agency is being held hostage by one person. And the collateral damage is Kirk Cousins. And that's, where is Aaron Rodgers going to go? To retirement or a team? And until he makes his decision, all of the quarterbacks go over here and have a seat.
Yep. You know? But there are people gradually finding places. But like you said, a lot of people are waiting to see what's going to happen with him.
With him. Don't you just hate that? That dude, once again, is controlling things. It's the micro. You know, he's controlling it for just a short period of time. You know, the macro is still going to be what it is.
Yeah.
But the fact that he gets to do it for a little, he's like a bouncer at a club. You got 5 feet of space that you're in charge of, and you act like a so-and-so. because that's the only power that you got is right around this red rope. It's kind of what he's doing right now to the whole league, or at least those looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you say that. You know, the Falcons had some people that moved on. Richie Grant signed a deal with the 49ers. It's moved on. And also, Dahlman also went up to the Bears as well from the Falcons, the center. So right in the middle, both of the offensive and defensive lines, you know, got spots with those departures going to the Bears. They signed Leonard Floyd, which I think will be, you know, should be good for the team. It's a one-year deal, 1 year. But, you know, you get someone with some experience who's had some success. We're still trying to get some pass rush, man. You know, and so you want with that 15th pick, are you going to go for the best defensive player there? If it's a safety or a defensive back, or you, does it have to be an edge rusher?
How do you feel about the people that will be coaching that position up? Because, see, we can talk about the player, but do we have the right people in place to help that young talent coming into that particular position? We talk about, listen, we talk about this with the quarterback all the time, right? Do they have the right people helping this dude become the best quarterback he can? And we've seen situations where quarterbacks have to leave that team before the light comes on because they were in a wrong situation prior to that. I think this defensive end or having the proper veteran on the team to show them how to do that is important. So
That's also important, too, and that's something else that Floyd will help with, you know, having that example. You can have your coach is one thing, but you want to have an example also in that locker room to help you out with that. And I think that's something that he will bring to this team. Yeah, basically coming back home, too, is going to be big for him as well.
Let me just, before I get to my point here, and I have a person that's moving around, we got to remind people about what's going on here at Peachtree Street because I'm looking at the blue lights from out here. This is down probably closer to where it bends into heading into Buckhead.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at five or six cops down there. So the parade route must either end there or make a turn there. But
I don't know if that's it or if they're already blocking
or
the street
blocking
off.
Or they're blocking that area
so no more traffic comes down.
So, yeah, that's what I'm looking at. But I'm looking at lots
And we're still a way away because parade doesn't start until noon.
But you know they're going to start blocking o'clock. The streets. I have to get them side streets
okay.
so folks don't come
but
off.
But you got to know where you're going with the side streets. You still want to make it out. Falcons did. I like one signing that they did do this week, Kadarius Hodge, bringing him back. And here's a guy that's so versatile, can do so many different things, and who really wants to play in Atlanta. So I we'll see what happens with him when he comes back here. But I think that's a good pickup as a guy who will do some return or can get in and catch some passes in a pinch or even you line him up in the backfield if you need in a pinch. So you know, I think those things are good for the team.
What did the Commanders get with Deebo Samuel?
Yeah.
Because 3-4 years ago, Deebo Samuel, when you got that player, man. But I don't know if he's that same player. That's why I was asking you, because the name, when you say it out loud, means this is versatility that this team needs and this young quarterback is going to take advantage of in his second year. But the one that really got me, though, was DK Metcalf.
Okay.
That huge so-and-so wide receiver. What's going on in Seattle? He don't want to be there no more. Now he's with the Steelers, and they ain't got a quarterback.
Yep. And you see who Seattle picked up yesterday as wide receiver.
Yeah, they got Cooper.
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, yeah.
Yep.
But Steelers ain't got no quarterback. And again, let's play this out of the conversation we had earlier about Kirk Cousins. And everybody's waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Do you think that Mike Tomlin's going to put up with a second of Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, no.
So is this the delay? Because I don't see them waiting, meaning the team, if there's any interest in Aaron Rodgers from either the Giants, that was one of the teams.
Right.
And who's the other one I'm thinking of that needed a quarterback? It'll come to me in a second. But the Steelers, that head coach ain't playing with that, despite needing to win.
Right.
And I didn't say wanting to win. He needs to win right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because while he's never had a losing season, how much longer can you keep up with mediocrity in Pittsburgh? How long are they going to stand for it?
Yeah. I mean, you make it to playoffs, but you know once you get there, your chances of making a run deep into the playoffs are not very good.
Yeah.
You know?
And he hasn't had the – you know, somebody brought up something that I didn't know and really think about, and the difference between what Bill Cowher had – and what Mike Tomlin had going in are two different things, meaning that Bill Cowher, when he took over for Chuck Knoll, put a team together, But that team suffered a little bit, so he had some top draft picks. The team that Bill Cowher left for Mike Tomlin, A, shortly thereafter went to the Super Bowl and Tomlin got his one chip, but they haven't had top draft picks. So whereas Bill Cowher had a chance to use a top draft pick on a guy named Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin hasn't had that. And maybe that's been his issue since Roethlisberger has left.
Departure, right.
He hasn't found that because he ain't got a quarterback. This, once again, keeps rearing its ugly head. If you don't have that quarterback, and everybody likes to say defenses win Super Bowls, yeah, ain't put no points on the board. Well, here or there, they will.
Yeah, right. But you do need to score at some point.
I just wonder.
You can't count on your defense to score, which is something teams like Pittsburgh and Baltimore do have defenses who will put points on the board. But it's not what you really want to count on. You want your points to come from your offense, especially if you have the kind of defense that those two teams have the reputation for having.
So, you know, and Geno Smith is out of Seattle now. He's gone with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most compelling story to me is what's going on in Pittsburgh. And with the biggest bat, you know, the Derrick Henry of wide receivers in DK Metcalf. It really is. So what's going to happen there? That's got my interest piqued. And seeing whatever movement. But the fact that we got to sit back and wait on what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. I mean, that's really what's going on. And the collateral damage happens here in Atlanta, too, right? Because Kirk Cousins don't go nowhere until that team or that announcement is made that he's going to retire. And then what happens 6 months down the road? He comes out of retirement, does a Tom Brady.
You think?
Well, somebody's going to offer him some money.
They're going to have to do that.
Somebody is going to offer him. If he shuts
it
down.
But he doesn't go just anywhere. He's got to go somewhere where he got a chance to think he's going to have some success, doesn't he? Or can he, or is he?
Did he find that to be the case in New York?
I could have told him that. But, I mean, he was going there anyway.
You know what I mean? And people talk about, I don't have it in front of me here. Let's examine his record those last couple of years. We know he was one and done out of the playoffs. And everybody kept waiting for that Aaron Rodgers, that 2010 Aaron Rodgers to rematerialize or whatever year it was that he won it, 12 or, you know, whenever. But I mean, I don't know. What's that old phrase? Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah.
When it comes to him?
Yeah.
I don't know. You ready to talk some ladies basketball?
Absolutely.
Women's basketball.
It's happening.
College and pro.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, her first appearance in this season, waiting for Megan L. Hall. She will be joining us next, USA Today, for the win. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. I had forgotten, because it's been a whole season since we had Megan on and she had intro music. My introduction, my first love as far as rapping these guys. And so, yeah, we'll bring her on. Anyway, good morning, Megan. Happy New Year and all that other good stuff.
Can you still say Happy New Year in March?
Well, if we ain't talked to her since 24, yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's good with me. It's good with me. Happy New Year, y'all.
Yeah, she played that off. Hey, it's so good to have you back. I was thinking about you last week, and Noelle and I, you know, we were talking about the show, and I went, hang on a second. We have had our women's basketball voice on, whether it's college or the WNBA, and she went, well, time to give Megan a call.
Yeah, for sure. I told her, I was like, it's never a problem. I was like, I always have time for y'all. That's never an issue.
Well, we saw her at the Atlanta Dream press conference when we had our new additions introduced to us. And reason for excitement as we get set for the season, we saw this week about the season opener and great anticipation for that. But just great anticipation in general. And Megan, I said one thing I've said in the last 2 years, usually in sports, it's the pro sport that pulls the college sport along. But for women's basketball, it's been the college game pulling, the women's, professional game along. What are we expecting with this basketball tournament that's coming up? There's so many different backstories. And I said, I'm just going to give me a big old thing of popcorn and watch this women's tournament because there's so many stories. What do you think and what are you looking forward to most when they announce the seedings tomorrow?
Yeah, so you're right. This is a lot of excitement for college basketball headed into the W season. And really, this is a time for you to learn. So if anyone is like, hey, I'm not really familiar with WNBA. I don't really know a whole lot. Now you want to start watching for this college tournament because you got a lot of folks who are going to be allegedly, we don't know for sure yet, but allegedly coming out and declaring for the draft. So what I'm looking forward to most is, one, this bracket reveal on Sunday because it's going to get spicy. If you didn't watch last year, there was an Iowa-LSU rematch. We know how good that was. Eventually, there was an Iowa-South Carolina rematch in the title game. So that's what I'm looking forward to see what are the big matchups there. And then also, there's several players. So there's a Paige Becker that many people are talking about. There's Juju Watkins, Olivia Miles, Hannah Hidalgo, Lauren Betts. I mean, I could keep going. Like, this list is stacked. So those are the players that you want to keep eyes on, and I'm here to talk about basketball all day long, to answer questions, to, just basically tell you who the people you should be watching are.
See, this is why we got her on here.
Absolutely.
This is exactly why we got her on here. Here's what I want to know from you, your opinion on, if you can't point to anything tangible, but what was the benefit of Angel and Caitlin last year as we approached this season? Can you see anything? Can you talk about bigger venues, TV packages? I realize the contract right around the corner to get renewed, but I'm saying, what else is there that is become a plus because of what we saw last year toward the league?
Yeah, you know, I would say that, you know, it's kind of what we just talked about, right? Like, you had all these eyes on Angel and Caitlin, and they came with them when they went to the W. You know, there was a lot of folks in the top half of that draft that brought their friends, you know, I say friends, but basically friends and fans with them, right? It was Cameron Brink, it's Rekia Jackson, it's Camilla Cardoso, it's all those folks that were in that top half of the draft and even on deeper, who basically brought their fandom with them. Not only bring their fandom with them, they brought their money too, right?
Yep.
So jersey sales are up, merchandise is up, right? Now you're selling out more arenas. And the thing is, like, this, and I talk about this a lot, but this was actually a really, like, wonderful timing for the league, because this is a convergence, right? The league had been quietly growing, doubling its revenue for, you know, several years since 2019. And then you have this historical draft class that comes along that's also been growing women's basketball, right? And they kind of met at the same time in this, you know, perfect sort of harmony. And now everyone's eating, right? And that's the whole point. Like, and Caitlin and Angel both talked about it. They are so grateful for their fandom, because not only did it bring eyes, but it bought a lot of people who were hungry for more basketball. So then they could turn their eyes to the W and say, well, wait a minute, what have I been doing with my life? Because clearly I've missed out on the Asia Wilsons of the world. Clearly I've missed out on Breanna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, of course, before she retired. So sorry, Phoenix Mercury fans. But you know what I mean? Like, those are the things that, you know, that came with it. So now you have a lot more eyes, a lot more people are paying attention. And now here's the thing that people aren't thinking about. This is the value. You're now seeing the value in these players as human beings and more than just the product on the floor.
Yep, absolutely. Well, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Megan L. Hall. She is social. You can always find her. It's Megan L. Hall. It's Megan L. Hall at It's Megan L. Hall. You know, another thing that happens that kind of doesn't happen with the men's college tournament, the women's coaches kind of are in the same places. And so we know who to identify those brands with coaches in certain places. And we kind of lost that in recent years with the men's tournament, with a lot of coaches like retiring and leaving the game, even up to this season. You know, you got one leaving out at Florida State this season. You got one in Miami that left in the middle of the season. You got one at Virginia that left before the season even started. But we know who the players are, and we know who the coaches are, and when the women's game, that familiarity, I think, makes it also big for the women's tournament.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you got your, you know, kind of your staple folks, right? Your Don Staley's, your Gino Auriemma's, your Kim Mulkey's of the world. Those programs are the elite, you know, for a reason. They've built these long-lasting relationships, and they kind of have a, you know, Don Staley talked about it the other day, but it's almost like, you know, I would say almost like a program that they're putting their athletes through in the hopes that, you know, they'll go on to play professional basketball, but while also doing that, they're continuing to build their programs and they're continuing to rack up the trophies too. And I think that's what you're seeing on the men's side, is that everyone's like, okay, hey, we want some more trophies to come this way, right? Like, you want to be the Dan Hurleys of the world. And so if you're not seeing that and you're not getting these deep, you know, NCAA tournament pushes, yeah, people are going to be leaving in the middle of the season, or, you know, unfortunately the administration is going to say, hey, we appreciate you, we thank you, but we got to let you go because we got to get the right person in here so that we can continue to add hardware to our program.
Megan, you mentioned some of the blue bloods on the women's side. What are some of the teams you're keeping your eye out that may not be top of mind?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I would say that for me, it probably is a little bit different lens. Like, I'm looking at teams that could potentially be in trouble ahead of the NCAA tournament. And when I say that in trouble, I mean that, like, hey, maybe they lost a couple of games. Maybe they didn't look great defensively, you know, in their conference tournament. So for me, it's teams like Notre Dame. They've lost three of their last five matchups, and three of those were ranked matchups, so they haven't looked particularly great there. Their two stars, Hannah Hidalgo and Olivia Miles, are kind of in a slump right now. The rest of the team's also not doing so hot. So that's one team. Texas Longhorns, Madison Booker, Rory Harmon are your two central pieces there under Vic Schaefer. And so I'm looking to see, can Madison and Rory eventually, you know, lead this team to a national championship if they can get contributions from the rest of the team the way that Madison and Rory are as well. And then I'll probably give you another one, Tennessee Volunteers. So they have a new coach this year, Kim Caldwell. Kim has really had actually a fairly good season compared to the last season. She had a really good upset win against UConn earlier in the season, but Tennessee has been super inconsistent the back half of the season, which is very concerning heading into the tournament. You don't know which version of the Lady Volunteers you're going to get. And that's that's not really a great place to be in. So that's kind of the teams that I look at is like, okay, what's Jets going to do in this tournament? And then I'll give you one more. And not people, I don't know why people aren't, you know, this is a top of mind, but you don't want to sleep on the Gamecocks. These are the national champions. I think everyone forgets they went undefeated last year, brand new starting lineup, all five were different. Now this year they've lost three games and suddenly everyone has forgot about them and they, you know, we're not even taking them seriously. I don't know why you wouldn't, because Don Staley just won our third straight SEC tournament conference championship, and now they're using that momentum to go into the tournament, and they are the deepest team in the entire country, in my opinion.
Talking with Megan L. Hall, joining us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. It's great to talk. And you mentioned a couple of things, and you left out one story that I think is going to be great, but let me go back to Kim Caldwell, and what an amazing story she is, because at this time last year, she was at Marshall, and she was new at Marshall. You know, she had one season, and I remember they came and they played against Georgia State, and they did, like, side changes, like hockey. You know, like, five people every three and a half minutes, she's rotating five fresh bodies, and the Georgia State women out there with their hands on their hips, and we're in the first quarter. I mean, they were just – and that's the way she just went through the conference and just won the conference last season. And out of that, she gets to kick at Tennessee. Top that, she had a baby and was back on the sidelines for the game against South Carolina. Just amazing, incredible story that she's going to be for this Tennessee team. Regardless of how they play, a lot of people are going to set up and take notice. But the person I mentioned something to Noel, was at TCU. Because we do want to give our popcorn ready. We don't want to spill the tea for some, you know, we will have tea spillage in this tournament. And TCU is going to be it. I'm hoping that they're in a bracket with LSU. I think that would be delicious, don't you think?
See how he set it up?
Yep. Yeah, talking spicy to me now. Yes, I'm all here for some spiciness, right? And I'm so glad that you brought it up, too. Haley Van Lip is having just a phenomenal season. Her redemption tour at TCU is probably one of the best stories in the whole country. Her and Sedona Prince have that team just humming. And shout out to Mark Campbell as well, the head coach. Like, he found a lane for Haley, and she's really thriving. It's really great to see. The funny thing is, you brought it up, is there was a moment last year in last year's tournament where LSU was waiting on their seeding and bracket and everything, you know, on Selection Sunday. And Haley makes this comment about her old team, Louisville, and the first matchup that they had or whatever else, right? She basically predicted, like, hey, they're going to get upset, and they did. So it'll be very interesting to see if she's on the other side of the court against LSU. I just wonder what that will be like. But who knows? I mean, the committee, you know, they like to get a little spicy. Like I said, last year you had that Iowa-LSU rematch. Mm-hmm. That's all anyone was really talking about for weeks until that thing happened.
I think it will be. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and really be enjoyable for what we get to see and see what players emerge from this. And like you said, right after the Final Four will be the WNBA draft, and we'll find out which ones will be heading into this season with the WNBA, and we get to follow them along. But I'm like you. I'm looking forward to it. We find out tomorrow's Election Sunday, and then we're off, you know, along the road to the Final Four. March Madness will be here.
I don't know about you two. Are you looking with anticipation as this season begins, WNBA season, knowing that last year a lot of the teams had to pivot during the season because of the popularity and move the venue, if they could? Happened here in Atlanta, right? And will that be the case moving forward this year, or they already have those plans? I'm just saying the overall, I won't say collateral damage, but the upside of those two are the venues that are being planned to be used in a way that they hadn't heretofore.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, like, you know, like I mentioned, you know, a little while ago, like, the league is growing. And so you've got these big stars that are, you know, bigger stars that are coming. You know, of course, Paige Beckers is probably the front of that class. Yeah, you're probably going to see several games. I know the Dream moved their home opener, you know, to State Farm. And, you know, they had some other plans as well against the Fever. I would not be shocked to see it happen throughout the year. Let's say if it's a, you know, a Dream Chicago Sky game, if that gets moved. But, you know, keep in mind, like, you know, I use the Dream because they're right here in Atlanta, but they sold out of all 20 of their home games last season. And so that is, you know, that's a testament to how much this league is growing in popularity. And so I really think that, you know, we are going to see a lot more of that throughout the year. And the thing is, like, you want that, right? You want more eyes on the game. You want that for the players. The players love those environments. Like, I don't know if y'all, you know, if y'all look at it, but the players love those big things. Like, it's really funny. There's a quote that sticks out in my mind from last year. It was a Fever Seattle Storm game. Everyone's coming to see Caitlin, and Jewel Lloyd went off. I mean, I think she dropped like 35. And she says afterwards, she's like, well, everybody came to see a show, so we gave them a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, everyone loves the Moore Eyes. I think it's just going to elevate everyone's game, and I just can't wait for it.
Fantastic.
All right. Now, this is your first appearance this year. Can we continue to reach out to you and have you come on and join us? I realize it's early, but can we do that for you?
Absolutely not. I'm not coming back. I'm never returning again. This is terrible. It's awful to answer all these, you know, wonderful questions. I can't even do it.
All right. Well, how about you ask her, Sam?
Yeah, we'll ask her nicely next time. I think she'll be.
Of course I'm coming back. Of course.
All right. We'll be reaching out to you soon. Megan, listen, as always, thank you. Listen, stay dry. Next couple 24 hours around here is going to get kind of crazy weather-wise. So just you know. Make sure to batten down the hatches and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I'll do the same. Thank you. I appreciate you.
There you go. Megan L. Hall from USA Today for the win joining us here. We have got Mr. Fricky coming up top of the hour. We got some unfinished business and some thoughts on some things we haven't even, well, we just kind of alluded to a little bit, but we got to put a cap on a couple things. That is up next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ooh, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So much to talk about when you hear this song, but we don't have time for all of that. On this Saturday morning, 15th day of March, Sam and I are going to turn things over to John Fricky, top of the hour. We come back with a guy who's celebrating his, oh, no, I didn't write that. He's celebrating a birthday today. Now, you know about this, right, Rockwell? I didn't know his first real name. You know, everybody just knew him as Berry Gordy's son.
Right.
But I didn't know his first name was Kennedy.
Okay.
So when I know how we're going to play this, she said to me, oh, yeah, we can play that. We can talk about how Michael got hooked in, he got hooked into doing that hook. How he got played into doing that hook. I don't know that backstory. Is it not something we can repeat? Or
no,
I mean, I just figured it was a Motown thing.
Basically, Rockwell and Michael were just hanging out because they right. were friends.
Right.
And they were at the studio. And they were supposed to, again, just be hanging out. You know, him and Michael was just driving around, hanging out or whatever. And they get to the studio, and Rockwell's like, yeah, let me play you the song I've been working on. And Mike's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. It's great. And then it was like, yeah, don't you want to, you know, get in the booth? And it's like, no, I don't want to get in the booth. It's your song. And so they went back and forth for a while until somebody sometimes I feel like. So, yeah, he just gave in.
Yep.
He just gave in. He's like, all right, it's the boss's son. I guess I ain't got no choice.
$10 million tag.
You know, something like that. He may have even charged him for that. He just jumping in. It's kind of like Stevie Wonder these days. You rarely hear Stevie Wonder sing. You hear him play the harmonica.
Yeah, man. You're going to hear mm-hmm. the harmonica.
He plays harmonica on songs right now.
He's on Confessions. Usher's Confessions.
Yeah. You know.
Break it down, Stevie.
And you can hear Stevie Wonder harmonica and tell when it's him over anybody mm-hmm. else.
But you can't win that in court if somebody says it's somebody else.
Well, I know. But I mean, you hear
it. There's a video of it.
Well, they may do a video of it.
Rockwell thing, that is, you can hear Michael in that, and somebody got paid for that more than they probably would have because if it wasn't him. But yeah, you're right. I you know, Stevie does pull that thing out, but you just don't know. You know,
well,
but
if he's singing, you would know. But he doesn't do much singing on stuff. I don't know why. He's probably got a warehouse bigger than Prince's full of unpublished stuff.
That I'm
you
sure.
You know what I mean? And why, when, and why he pulls some of it out and. I don't know, but you know he's sitting on a bunch of music.
Oh, yeah.
We have anything new from him and don't
know
when.
He's doing what Paul McCartney should do.
You know?
Realizing the voice that we all know ain't there no more, so let me do some other things. And instead of getting up here and trying to sound like I used to, and it's just, it's cringeworthy.
Couple of notes. Braves, Austin Riley left yesterday's game, took a pitch on his right hand. We getting some bumps and things right there. Nothing
That's
we think
baseball,
is serious.
Man.
Yeah, but I mean, we're trying to get these guys to the starting gate here. We're trying to get them to the gate, you know? So we got an outfielder that had a thing. I think he's okay.
Got a catcher with a problem.
That catcher, we know he's going to be sidelined for a minute. So, I mean, that's little things, you know, like you can't put them in bubble wrap, right? You got to go out there and play some games and get ready for your season to start. But that's just happening with your starting third baseman. And so we'll see what happens taking a pitch on the right hand. That was yesterday. And she'll hopefully be back. NASCAR is rolling way out west once again this week. They're in Vegas. Lovely lost wages. And tell you who didn't lose wages was Marietta's Corey Haim. He won the truck race last night. Two rain delays. They said they hadn't had rain in Vegas in like months, and all of a sudden NASCAR comes to town and it rains. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But the Xfinity Series race today, Cup Series race tomorrow. But shout out to our home folks who's winning in the Truck Series.
Do you know when you are a special athlete?
What is that?
I mean, a special, unique, top of the food chain kind of athlete is when you have something that happens to you and you're not even playing anymore, and it's still the biggest story as far as injuries during that calendar week. The biggest injury that happened last week or was talked about was from a player who ain't even playing anymore.
Okay.
And that's Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah. He's playing. He's not
Tiger Woods. He's hoping to get out to do the Masters. He was hoping to. But he's not on the tour with any kind of regularity. Now, we all know that. And he's constantly, for the last 5 years, been coming back from something. And we all thought that this year, okay, maybe he can get in two, possibly three majors. You know, this little indoor thing that he's doing, that's nice. You know, but going out there playing with Charlie, that's nice. But to get out there and walk Augusta, to get out there and walk wherever the Open is going to be in England, in the championship, was something that we, or at least golf fans, thought they were going to see this year. The dude is not playing, and yet his ruptured Achilles made national news in a way that was like he was still playing. So, that's all you got to know there. Yeah. We started off by talking about Grady Jarrett and the moves that were made by the Falcons and what possibly will happen with Kirk Cousins. But at the end of the day, as Raheem gets his second year under his belt and becoming his team, how you feeling about that move? Because Bill Belichick did that all the time. He got rid of dudes when there was still gas in the tank.
Right.
But maybe that next year or the year after was their last, and you saw it on the team they got moved to. So he cut bait at the right time. Is this what we're looking at with the Falcons and Grady Jarrett?
I mean, the thing the Falcons are looking at, they have some heir apparent that they drafted a lot of defensive players that had injuries and things that prevented them from performing consistently last year. You're hoping that those guys really step in and are ready to step in and play a role with this team, in addition to whatever you may acquire in the free agency and in this draft, which you got a limited number of picks in this draft, which makes a lot of pressure. And to me, when you got fewer picks, there's pressure. The ones that you have, you want to get right.
Right.
And you want these people to be contributors. So that's the thing with Grady leaving. Yep. And not just that, but also the locker room presence, which is so important. He's our last link to the Super Bowl team. You know, everybody's gone now that he's cleared out. So, you know, that's the thing that you miss.
That's bittersweet when you say it like that, though.
Yeah.
He's
the last one left. And you remember.
But you think about that Super Bowl.
And not just that. At halftime, he was the MVP.
Yeah, he really was. Three sacks on Brady.
At halftime, he was the MVP of the game.
it's like the picture we got out here in the bullpen with the 60-plus win Hawks team with each one of them X'd out as they left the team.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them has an X on the photo at this point. Yeah, that's that Super Bowl team now.
Isn't that what makes this year that much more impressive? Because as you say that about the Falcons at that time there, the last time Philadelphia and Kansas City played the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts was the MVP. He played better than Mahomes and everybody there, and then Kansas City came back and won it, so he didn't win the award.
Yeah.
So for him to win it the way he did this year, man.
Yeah.
But you thought, missed opportunities. That's one of the craziest things. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about a match that we have here, in case you can't get in front of a TV, and I want to get your thoughts on what Atlanta United is going to see tomorrow as Messi hits the pitch.
Well, we hope.
Well, that's true. We're not really sure.
I'm got something here from Jason Longshore, who just retweeted something here saying Lionel Messi will travel with Inter Miami for Sunday's match. Now, how much he's going to play, we don't know, but he is coming to town. He will be here. A lot of people just want to, take pictures of him or whatever, and be in the building with him. He is coming with Inter Miami to Atlanta for Sunday's match. How much he will play, we do not know, but he is coming to town.
Even if he wasn't, those stores down there are going to benefit. Everything around Mercedes-Benz is going to benefit because of his presence.
And,
the
thing of it is, you got a while before it's an evening match.
Mm-hmm.
So people can go down early and, tailgate or whatever you want to do leading
Which
up to
they
it.
Will.
Yep, with a longer daylight and whatnot.
Y'all go over to Pascal's and have yourself a nice meal.
It'll be right there.
Right there at Pascal's. And then, if not there, go by No Moss.
Yep.
Do some little shopping right around, there at Mayans. The oh, yeah. Yep. We should go there.
There you go.
Take Noelle. Noelle, you been over to No Mas? Have you been over there?
No.
You have not been to No Mas.
Are you serious?
Mexican restaurant, and then the shopping in that little store they got next to it.
We got
to hook me up.
We got to kidnap you.
We
got to
get you over there, and that'll be where you do your Christmas shopping next year. I guarantee it. Just in case.
Yeah, Castleberry. You don't hang out in Castleberry at all.
She been in a barbershop?
No.
You ain't brought her over to see Carl.
She ain't been to Castleberry. She ain't been. You been to Old Lady Gang or none of that stuff that's over there?
No, I haven't made it to Old Lady Gang yet. Okay. I tried to go to the one in Camp Creek, and that didn't work out, so I've yet to experience Old Lady Gang.
Okay. She ain't met Maurice yet either.
Yeah.
She got that. Those are two Falcon fans.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You talk about the yin and the yang of the Falcon fan base. That's it right there. Noelle and Maurice. So we got to hook those two up. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we have got Big East Championship basketball action going on right here. It's a 6:15 pre-tip, tip at 6:30, followed by...
And Creighton's still in, and UConn is out.
Yes.
What
he just said. Yeah. And then Conference USA Championship after the Big East Championship. Now, tomorrow we got Hawks-Brooklyn. That's going to be down at V103. Pre-tip 5:30, tip at 6 o'clock. And the aforementioned Atlanta United taking on Inter-Miami. Pre-kick at 6, kick at 7 o'clock. Everything you need to know about that, we will find out at 9:20 tomorrow. 10:20. Is it 10:20 or 9:20? Hang on. I'm going to look at my schedule here. No, 9:20.
9:20
tomorrow, because that's when Jason Longshore will be joining us.
We did get contact, you know, with Jamal Lewis. Hopefully we can reset him for tomorrow morning, and he be on with us. So look forward to him joining us tomorrow morning and talk with us. Remind you, there's a track meet going on out at Westlake High School, the Christian Coleman Invitational. About 40 high school teams, some of the best high school athletes from around the region, really, not just in the state of Georgia. Some from outside of the state will be there participating. Christian Coleman, obviously on the U.S. Olympic team, one of the fastest folks on the planet. And, of course, he does this out in the community that he grew up in to give that back for the young people to come out and participate. And he will be there today for that event that is happening. Also, down at Gateway Center Arena, the finals day, championship day for the SWAC tournament, the Southwestern Athletic Conference basketball tournament, has been in town this week. They've had a lot of fun, good times. Got a big, you know, block party area set up next to the arena with a DJ going the whole time you're there. And plus, the bands are there and the dance routines that you see, not at the largest scale you see at the football games, but they're bringing it inside, and they're still bringing some of that flavor. So if you'd like to go see basketball with some flavor, it's happening down there today. The championship game, the women's final, will have Southern against Alcorn State at 5:30 today. And then a little bit later, I guess, because this one will be on main ESPN, 9:30 will be the men's championship game, Alabama State against Jackson State. That's today. Down at Gateway. So you get a chance to go down that way. Like I'm saying, spend your evening. You want to go down there, maybe have your little dinner somewhere, Central Avenue, or, you know, get hit your spot down Virginia Avenue, grab you something, or College Park, Main Street. You got all kind of good choices there. You know, and then you can go. And I told somebody who was in town, the SWAC, and he's doing the games for ESPN. I told him about Chick-fil-A and Dwarf House and the things that he can get that you can't get at a regular Chick-fil-A.
Right, okay.
Oh, my goodness, his head was spinning. I got to go see this. Oh, yeah, man, you can go over there and have breakfast. They're going to have waffles for you, whatever. You want a burger? He said, oh, Chick-fil-A. Yeah, man, your Chick-fil-A.
As you say that, you brought up something. Noelle earlier asked me a question. I'm going to pose this. I'm put it on you. Let's say we flip, because you're sitting there talking about stuff in Atlanta.
Okay.
And so you are now put in the hands of showing a new Atlanta Falcon around Atlanta. Where are you taking them?
That's one of the first things I'll take them. I'll take them to Dwarf House. Okay. Because wherever they are, they've been exposed to Chick-fil-A, but they've never been a place with the Chick-fil-A brand with the menu you're going to have there. Okay. They're going to take pictures and send them back to all their relatives and everybody they know. This man I mentioned it to last night, he couldn't believe it. I said, go over there and check it out. I mean, it's right over there on Central Avenue, Hayfield. Plus, you get to see an area of town that has just had this revitalization because of that Porsche plant.
Yeah.
And you get a chance to show that off. That's become a hip, trendy, cool place area to be. And, yeah, I show them. Now, I mean, you got other places they've heard about and they know about. If you watch any of the reality TV shows and, you know, the breakfast brunch places and whatnot, that's nice. But this is something that's Atlanta, and it's something that's very unique. It's a brand you think you know from other places you've seen it, but you ain't seen it rolled out like
but
this.
But see, here's the thing, and that's great, and that would be a place that I would think about going to. World of Coca-Cola is Atlanta, and it's also the world. And so when you take somebody to the World of Coca-Cola, you could bring, you know, they get off a plane from Brazil or wherever, and they've heard of Coca-Cola. So,
but you got brands in there that you ain't tasted that you wouldn't even know.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a whole different episode of Oprah. Because, yeah, when you get to the end,
and you start
saying, the different
Coke makes this? Oh, yeah, Coke, but they don't sell it in this country. You got to go to this country to get it. Yeah.
So I'm adding a place onto Chicago that I didn't mention with Noel. So I'm going to take them. I'm going to take somebody, and I'll take you guys there, too, to Hamburger U. It's the home office of McDonald's.
Oh, really?
They're home in Oak Brook, Illinois, which is just outside of Chicago.
Well, what? And the place I want to go to is the library. And the library, this incredible library that's downtown.
There's a couple libraries.
Yeah, but it's in Soldier Field, a big, massive.
Yeah, there's one there. Right, dude, I take you to the post office. You drive under it. It's right there. There's like landmarks and crazy places in Chicago. Like I said, I would take you to Hamburger U, but like you said, the Dwarf House. Yeah. Across the street on 22nd Street, out there by Oak Brook Terrace, is the McDonald's that they try everything. So whatever the McRib or whatever new sandwich that McDonald's is producing, they try it out at this location first.
Okay.
And they see how it performs. So you got to know that.
Shout out to my good Omega brother. Mark Melvin from WSB TV, he's out there. Camera. Usually he's working live shots this time of day when we're on. He's managed that Fellowship was full when Messi's fans came town last time. Fellowship is a cigar bar that's owned by Cam Newton. It's over in over in Castleberry.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's something else that probably will be packed with a lot of fans tomorrow.
And as we get on out of here, happy birthdays, Will I Am. Might be listening.
Yeah.
And we've talked about his team all day long, but happy 53rd birthday to Mike Tomlin. And
who's a UGA dad?
His
daughter's on the gymnastics team at Georgia.
Well, I think on that note, we should end.
Yeah.
Noel, thank you for everything. We'll talk to all of y'all tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
Y'all be safe with the weather around, please.
Yes, and enjoy
St. Patrick's Day Parade. It starts at noon here in Midtown.
Very, very careful out there, too. Mr. Fricky is up next. Have yourself a big day. It's Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.